Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Grab you a drink, get in sync. You are tuned in to the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Weisslicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2 Nonsense. That's the number 2-N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, get on that Instagram. Follow us at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents, 9 Cents in your Facebook search bar. Join the group. Post up. We'd love to have you. This is the Sports Talk episode, halfway, something like that.
If we can find some sports to talk about.
This might be a smorgasbord episode. It'll be one of those ones. We'll get some sports into it, but we're going to mostly be talking about all different types of stuff. What's been going on with you, bro?
Oops. Sorry.
Hey, man, it's all good.
Shit, man, I ain't been doing nothing. I got a lot of sleep today, so that felt good.
A lot of sleep today felt good, you know. I had to work today, so I didn't get no sleep today. But it was an interesting day. I was in the office by myself. Some half of the day I was in the office by myself. So I got to relax a little bit. Chill out.
Shit, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nobody bothering me and shit. You know. But the sports world, the MLB, Major League Baseball, supposed to be coming back. Saw a commercial while I was watching Friday Night SmackDown last night that the MLB is returning to Fox on the 25th of July, making them the first major sport that's going to be back on national television this year.
Great.
But from my understanding, people still don't know if that's going to go down. I mean, the Players Association, they wanted to get paid for the entire year.
Shut up. Y'all need to play a game. Get the hell up out of here.
They wanted to get paid for the entire year, but the proposed offer was 60 games. Why would you get paid for playing 180-some-odd games when you're only playing 60? The revenues,
motherfuckers, is greedy, man.
The revenue's not there. I mean, you're not gonna have fans in the stands when you're playing these games. I think that is a bit greedy. You know, you should be happy you're still getting somewhat of a paycheck.
For real.
And they're out here bitching and complaining about, we talking about millions upon millions of dollars. Like, you're still getting a six-figure paycheck out here. Most of ya. The ones with them high salaries, you still gonna make millions of dollars this year, even though ain't no fans in the stands, and you're only playing 60 games.
Yo, be happy you're getting, you're playing a game.
You're playing a game.
You know what I'm saying? Be happy for whatever you get.
Yeah.
You know, if you broke, that's your fault.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, I don't understand how you broke when you made millions upon millions of dollars.
Because they buy mad cars, mad houses, and take mad trips. I don't know what else to say.
Pretty much it is. That's pretty much what it is, I guess. You know, be smart with your money. Invest in something that's good. You know, get you some residual income, you know, some passive income, some overnight while you sleep income. Yes, you did make these drinks kind of strong. I just looking at your face. Yeah, I just saw your face that you made when you took. Yes, you did make these kind of strong, but it's okay. You know, that's why we tell people to grab them a drink and get in sync with us. Because yes, every episode we drink while we're recording.
Yeah, that was, I wasn't expecting that.
You wasn't expecting that,
nah,
one. Hey, it is what it is. You know, I'm happy to partake in this fabulous drink that you made. It's good. A little strong, but it's still good.
I mean, I thought I put in a decent amount of, you know, Red Bull. Well, we only had one can this time, so.
Yeah. It's all good, man. You know? But the MLB will be the first major sport back. The NBA is following suit. They're going to be back as of July 30th.
I wouldn't be going down to Orlando.
You wouldn't be going down to Orlando?
Nope.
Hey, man. Them COVID cases is just popping up. They popping up, and they popping up, and they popping up. Yesterday, 44,000 new cases in one day in the U.S.
I thought you was about to say just in Florida.
No. Florida had 5,000 cases, which is the most that they've had since all this has been going on. But we also do have to understand, these motherfuckers ain't following procedures out here, man. People still going around, walking around with no mask. Wear your fucking mask, man.
Oh, they don't care about that.
You know, there's something like 32 NBA players now have tested positive for the coronavirus.
Word.
You know, guess some.
Got 30 WWE superstars that done tested positive.
30 of them?
30.
Well, I kind of figured that. If you had Caleb Braxton, Renee Young, and Adam Pearce, all three of those people are in close proximity to 20 to 30 superstars a day.
Not to mention, they just started testing for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous, man. If I was them, I'm calling Vince like, yo, I'm going home.
And they weren't being, like, you know, full candid about the fucking people that tested positive for it. Like, they weren't telling who tested positive for it.
They're not telling who tested, like, positive.
That's crazy. Like, you won't even tell the talent. You won't even tell the other employees who tested positive.
They find out when we find out.
That's bullshit.
That's the worst part about it. They find out when we find,
like,
out.
Like, how I'm supposed to protect myself or know if I've been around somebody who had this shit? You ain't even telling me if I've been around somebody that had this shit.
I was listening to a wrestling podcast last night, and they said one of the wrestlers had called up one of the dirt sheets to get the info because they would hear from it first.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn shame. You got to call the dirt sheets.
I got to call the dirt sheets in order to know what's going on in the company that I work for.
That's ridiculous.
But y'all want us to keep going on. They want us to keep doing shows.
Oh, Vince ain't shutting down. He don't care. He does not care. Word. That's why SmackDown had to be rewritten last night.
They didn't want the planet people in the audience to wear a mask. Like, why didn't you want me to wear a mask? Like, fuck that. I'm wearing a mask. You won't tell me who has this shit.
The Rock's daughter, I think she's in developmental there.
Mm-hmm.
She did come out and say that they didn't say that.
They didn't say that?
Yeah. No. WWE did not tell them not to wear masks. So I'll take her word for it.
I'll take her word for it then. I mean, I saw some of the people on SmackDown, they was wearing masks. Some of them weren't.
They damn sure don't stand 6 feet apart. That's for damn sure.
Yes, that is true. It felt like the cameraman was trying not to pan to people who was actually wearing a mask, though. He was trying to get.
Oh, he was probably told, don't show that.
Yeah, trying to get the people who were wearing masks, who were not wearing masks. He was trying to get people's regular face as opposed to the people wearing the mask. It felt like when they would pan and they would see a person with a mask, they would quick cut away from that person. So, I don't know, man.
Meanwhile, on AEW, you got JR begging for people to wear masks.
Yeah, you should.
You know, but none of their wrestlers wear masks sitting in the crowd.
They don't even have a plexi up or nothing.
Nope.
So, but, you know, the wrestling industry, they've been going through some things. The Speak Out movement is in full effect. Motherfuckers is getting suspended.
Nah, they getting fired.
Niggas is getting fired.
Word up.
You know? Because they not playing this shit. Impact Wrestling is quick. They are quick to terminate your ass for these allegations. Get the hell out of here. They fired, what, 5-6 people off of that? Not to mention they fired their world champ.
Well, that's her own fault. That's her own fault.
Tessa Blanchard was stripped of the Impact World Heavyweight Championship, and she was fired. You know, there's allegations of bullying in the locker room. Allegedly, she spit in someone's face, called a black female performer a nigga.
This was a while ago, in Japan.
Yeah. Allegations that allegedly she refused to report to work during the COVID, which is fine. They did say you could stay at home if you wanted to, but she proceeded to go to Mexico, which I didn't know her home was Mexico. I didn't know that.
I didn't know either.
You know, she went to Mexico and she refused to send in promo footage to hype up any of the matches that they had scheduled for them at Slammiversary this year on July 18th.
Which I don't understand why. All you have to do is hop on your phone, record something real quick,
yeah,
and send it in. It is that simple.
It was that simple. That's all she really had to do. She refused to do so. So they decided we're going to move on from you. You're not the champ we thought you was.
It's like, you want to know what? You can even keep the belt. Because they ain't getting that back.
Yeah.
They ain't getting that belt back.
You know, it is what it is. They got the man Moose walking around with the TNA Heavyweight Championship again.
That belt is sweet.
Telling people that he is the real champ. You know, I forget his name. Crazy Steve, I think it is. I don't know none of these people, but I think Crazy Steve is getting a title shot. I don't know what they're doing with the world heavyweight picture, because Tessa Blanchard was fired. Michael Elgin was fired. Those were two of the people that was supposed to have been in the main event of Slammiversary.
Two of the five.
Yeah. So I have no idea what they're going to do. From my understanding, they're teasing an angle of Aces and Eights supposed to be coming back over there.
Oh, gosh.
Because, you know, D'Lo Brown's still with the company over there. So he was the vice president of the Aces and Eights when they were on their first run. So, they're teasing that that's supposed to be coming back. Who knows? But they've also teased that some of the WWE superstars that were fired are supposed to be showing up. Mainly a former, well, they said it, a former world champ is returning. Most people are speculating that that'll be EC3.
Oh, we all know he going back there.
Yeah.
He can't go to AEW because him and what's dude name? I can't. MJF.
MJF?
They basically the same character.
They basically the same character.
Yeah.
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 But no knock to EC3. But MJF is a better character as far as the heel persona to me. I like MJF a little bit better. I wish they would push this motherfucker some more and stop giving them little just bullshit ass feuds.
Like, well, in their power rankings, he's ranked number one contender.
Yeah, for any belt he wants, because the nigga ain't lost a goddamn match.
The problem is, your champ is in quarantine, so he probably ain't gonna be at Fyter Fest.
Your champ is in quarantine. your mid-card champ, that motherfucker don't want to give up no belts. He shouldn't even won the belt in the first place.
It's ugly as fuck anyway.
It is.
They keep saying on TV, "Oh, the belt's not finished."
They do keep saying that on TV. They pushing that joint to the moon. Like they literally they knew that belt was ugly when it first debuted, because the first thing that came out of the commentator's mouth was, "Oh, the belt's not finished because of the COVID." Like,
I don't want to hear that. Triple H will get a belt made in 20 minutes. Word up.
It's just all about who you know.
For real.
Well, Fyter Fest, they do have the matches down here. We can go over them real quick. They got them broken down into the two nights. People love this two-night stuff now. New Japan started doing the two-night shit. Now everybody want to be doing the two-night shit.
It's content.
Like, I know it's more content, but goddamn, man, you know. So July 1st will be the first night of Fyter Fest. And the matches are as follows. Private Party, Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn, with Matt Hardy in their corner, is going to be facing Santana and Ortiz in a tag team match.
When was the last time Santana and Ortiz won a match?
I don't know.
Yeah, so Private Party's going over.
Private Party's going over because they got Matt Hardy in their corner.
They would have went over without Matt Hardy.
That's fucked up.
I'm just keeping it real.
It is true, though. We have the Jurassic Express. That'll be the team of Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus with Marco Stunt in their corner versus MJF and Wardlow.
Okay, well, we know MJF and Wardlow winning that.
We know they getting the dub. Up next, we've got... I can never pronounce this girl's name. Hikaru Shida.
Just call her Shida, man.
I want to get her first name right.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Versus Penelope Ford with super bad Kip Sabian in her corner for the AEW Women's World Championship.
Yeah, Shida's not losing.
She does not, especially not to Penelope Ford. Now, it ain't a knock against Penelope, but she's just not that. She's yeah, not that.
Polished. It's a knock on their whole women's division.
Their women's division is
it's hot, the worst in the business.
It's high garbage.
The worst in the business.
Yo, that is going a little far though.
It's really not going far.
I don't know, man.
Because think about it, like all the other promotions that got women wrestlers is way better.
Yeah. This is true. We have an AEW World Tag Team Championship match with Kenny Omega and Adam Page versus the best.
It doesn't matter who they're fighting.
You don't think the best friends can get this W, dog?
They're only dropping those belts to one of two teams, and that's FTR and the Young Bucks.
Okay.
One of those two. It's gotcha. Probably FTR because they're from WWE.
Yes. Man, if you from WWE, boy, or you came from Impact,
you get an instant title shot.
You in there. And then I believe this might be the main event. I'm not sure. It's probably going to be the main event of night one. It is Jake Hager versus Cody for the TNT Championship.
I don't even want to watch this shit.
You don't even want to watch that shit?
Because we all know Cody's going to win. I just told you who's winning all the matches. I don't even watch AEW.
Yeah. It would surprise me if Jake Hager won that match.
It would be surprising.
But it wouldn't be too surprising because he is a WWE guy. So it's like, eh. Well, you got two former WWE guys, and then one of them is the ultimate babyface.
You want to know who I think Cody will drop that belt to? Darby Allin.
Darby Allin?
Whenever Darby Allin steps up. He probably don't want to wrestle because of COVID. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while. But I think that might be the only person he'll drop it to.
Okay.
Because Darby Allin, he could use that. He needs a big win.
Yeah. Now, the second night here, I don't know, man. These matches are, yeah, it's whatever. We got Colt Cabana and the Dark Order. That's going to be Brody Lee and Stu Grayson. An original member of the Dark Order has come back, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen Stu Grayson in Evil Uno in who knows how long. But they're going to be in a six-man tag team match against SoCal Uncensored. That's SCU. Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky. Again, people we have not seen in a long time on AEW television. Who you got winning that match?
Dark Order.
The Dark Order?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need that win. They
Well, they got Brody Lee.
They got Brody
AKA
Lee.
AKA Luke Harper.
AKA WWE guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana go join the Dark Order. Up next, we got Nyla Rose. It's going to be in her first match in a while versus an opponent to be named. So they have no idea. I have no idea who it is.
Okay.
Well, they might not know who it is.
Nyla Rose is going to win.
Pretty much. We then have Lance Archer.
Lance Archer is going to win.
I didn't even tell you.
I don't have to know.
But I didn't even tell you. Yeah, it's versus Joey Janela, so
come
yeah.
It's versus Joey Janela, so yeah. Then we have an 8-man tag team matchup. FTR and Young Bucks is taking that.
Yes, it's FTR and the Young Bucks versus the Butcher and the Blade and the Lucha Brothers in an 8-man tag team match. Yes, we know FTR and the Young Bucks will be winning that match. There is no way they're losing that match.
Nope.
You know, if you in the Vegas betting pool, you ain't finna get no payout on that shit. Because we all know that FTR and the Young Bucks are winning. Then we have Chris Jericho versus my man, freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy. Of course, we know Chris Jericho is going to win the match. Orange Cassidy don't win matches, but it's going to be an exciting match. It's going to be entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah.
You don't think it's going to be entertaining?
I mean, they're going to make it fun.
They're going to make
Jericho
it fun.
Can do comedy.
Yeah.
But realistically, he should just beat the shit out of Orange Cassidy.
But Orange Cassidy can really wrestle and really fight, though. He does that nonchalant sloth style shit. But when you get him going, did you see the match between him and Pac?
No.
Okay. But when he get going, he can really wrestle. So they'll have some spots where it's going to be really wrestling. But in the end, Orange Cassidy's lazy ass is going to lose, because that's what it is. He's not there to win. But the dude is still over. It doesn't even matter. He's just so over.
Not to mention, somebody got to win a match out of the Inner Circle.
Somebody.
You know?
Anybody. After they suspended Sammy Guevara. They're taking his pay and donated it to women's groups.
For one, he shouldn't have said what he said. But yeah. It's kind of fucked up, too, because it was 4 years ago.
It was 4 years ago. For those who want to know what he said that he would rape Sasha Banks.
Yeah, he seen her.
He saw that.
Sasha is sexy as hell. We all know it.
He saw that.
And he spoke at a term.
Yeah, he spoke.
I mean, I'm not making no excuses for him, because like I said, he's dead wrong for saying it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to say that, you say it with your best friend behind closed doors.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't go on a podcast and say that shit.
Yeah. At the time, 4 years ago, what is he, like, 18? 19? He's not that old.
I think he's 26 right now.
He's 26?
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
God damn. I thought he was really young. Like, I thought he was only, like, 22, 23. Man. Well, I was wrong. Yeah, you should have known better, bro.
I mean, you're still young and dumb at that age.
Yeah, you're still young and dumb, but goddamn, you got enough. You got enough common sense, nigga. You got enough. You should
obviously
have enough.
Not.
Yeah. You don't go on a national platform. Even if the podcast is not national, they can drum that up. That's accessible.
Truthfully, I don't even think it's a big podcast. You know what I'm saying?
It don't even matter if it was a big podcast. If it was a big podcast.
Because at the time, you know, he was a nobody 4 years ago.
Yeah. If it was 4 years ago and it was a big podcast, he'd have been called out a long time ago about it.
Yeah.
So they just found that they was going through the archives. Somebody was just listening to some old Sammy Guevara jumps, like, yo, this is my guy, he's my favorite wrestler. And then all of a sudden, ooh, this is not what you should be saying.
Like, yeah, we're gonna put this out there, get him suspended or fired.
Yeah.
He's lucky all he did was get suspended.
Yeah. Like I said, with that speak out movement going on, this is they firing folks.
Yeah, man.
And the said main event that I believe might go on, that might not go on, that might go on, that might not go on. Jon Moxley versus Brian Cage for the AEW World Championship.
And we all know Brian Cage was not winning that match, so.
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know.
Could he win? He probably could. Will he win? Probably not. But, you know. Shit. Who knows with these people? They just, like, we've seen AEW do some weird things. It was weird of him even getting the title shot in the first place. As a matter of fact, they just be giving motherfuckers title shots. Just be handing them bitches out. And then, after the first defense, the storyline is just over. It's just done. Like, Brody Lee didn't even put up a fuss. He just moved on to the next thing. Like, you don't want another shot at the belt? Like,
to me, the best storyline in AEW is with somebody who can't even wrestle. And that's, Adam Cole girl.
Oh, Britt Baker.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She got the best storyline.
Whoever came up with that shit was a genius. If it was her, if she came up with that shit herself, that shit is genius. She can't wrestle, but she out there every week.
Mm-hmm. In her Rolls Royce.
What, did she got a torn ACL or something?
I don't know. She ain't wrestling for a while, though. I know that.
Man. But she keeping herself right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as she healed up, it's title shot. Yep. And possibly a win. She might win it.
Oh, as a heel, she gonna win it.
Yeah. Her and Tony Schiavone have, like, the best, like, interactions with each other. It's just, great.
Hey, man.
Like,
they out there having fun.
I think you can see the level of respect she has for Tony, even though she's, you know, healing out on him. Like, totally disrespecting him on screen, but you could tell the level of respect that he has for her as well to just let her do this shit on screen, because, you know, ain't nobody writing this AEW shit. They ain't got no writers. You know what I'm saying? He could say, you know, well, I don't want you to say that shit about me. Like, you know, like, come on. You know?
Okay.
But they all out there having fun, man, which is great.
Question for you.
What you got?
When Keith Lee beats Adam Cole and takes both belts.
When Keith Lee beats Adam Cole and takes both belts.
Do you think Adam Cole's out?
I think Adam Cole's out. I told you from the beginning I thought he was going to lose the last time he was out. But they didn't want Velveteen Dream to get the belt with all those allegations going on. So
he's cleared of everything.
Oh, he's cleared of everything now? Okay, good.
He was actually in a car accident yesterday.
Ooh.
He was released from the hospital. I don't know how bad it was or anything, but I did see that.
Well, prayers go out to that man, but hopefully he has a speedy recovery. But as far as Adam Cole, man, I thought from the beginning that he was going to, you know, as soon as his contract is up, which his contract is up.
Soon.
I think it's the end of July his contract is up. And when you let your contract run to its conclusion, there's no 90-day compete. Yeah, no compete shit. You can show up on
whoever show the very next day.
Yeah, there's no 90-day, because he went through his entire contract. He fulfilled his obligations completely.
Yep.
You know, like I said, his girl Britt Baker, she works for AEW. She said in a podcast that she would love to have the entire family together. People speculated that was what she meant.
He'll go over there and get an instant title shot and win it.
Well, he was with he was a member of Bullet Club. He was right there with the Bucks. He was right there with Kenny Omega.
He was in the group before Cody came along, but he was right there with the Elite. So he's friends with them. They're friends. They all know each other. They've worked together before.
Yeah, but you just going to leave your boys in NXT like that?
You just going to leave your boys in? Oh, you talking about Redragon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, WWE put them together.
I'm just saying, though.
Yeah. You know, they knew each other because they worked in Ring of Honor together, but...
Yeah, but ever since they've been there, they've been riding
that. They've been riding that, yeah. So, I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, man. And no disrespect, you know. If the bag bigger over there in AEW, he might go ahead and take it.
It's easy to get lost in the shuffle in AEW.
It is.
Trips will keep you on top.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, he's held the belt for over a year.
Mm-hmm. But I think his run in NXT, maybe he's thinking, it's not much more for me to do here. I don't want to go up to the main roster. So what should I do, you know? Should he refresh his character a bit? If he does re-sign with WWE, should he refresh his character and then come back?
Well, I think the main thing is who's left for him to wrestle in NXT?
At this point, Dexter Lumis, Damian Priest, they're building him up, but they're building him up
the wrong way because all he does is lose.
Yeah. You know.
And they turn him face.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You know. I mean, there's not really much more for him to do. He done wrestled everybody. He done beat everybody.
I mean, he only had one match against Finn.
Yeah.
I like to see them have a nice long program.
You like to see them have a program? Yeah, that would be interesting. That would be a good program for them to have, you know?
But I think what it also is, too, is like, because of COVID, you know, people can't wrestle.
Yeah. A lot of things have been slowed down, and a lot of people are being cautious and not reporting. You know, they're staying away because they want to be safe. And you can't knock that. You can't knock that at all. You know, people want to be safe for themselves and for their family. So I have nothing against those people who want to stay away.
Yeah.
But it does fuck up, you know, matches that people want to see and that could have possibly been down the pipe. So.
Truthfully, what I would like to see is somebody, one or two people from Raw or SmackDown, leave and go to NXT. Like, put Daniel Bryan on NXT and let him work with them boys.
Yeah.
They'd have killer matches.
I was just about to say that, too. I was just about to say I could see Adam Cole in a program against Daniel Bryan.
That would be killer.
Yeah.
That would be killer.
You know, he's got Adam Cole has gotten so much better in the ring. I remember when we couldn't stand that guy. Mm-hmm. I remember when we couldn't stand that guy. But he's grown on me. He's gotten so much better in the ring. And I think him and Daniel Bryan would put on a great match.
Hell yeah.
Didn't he fight Seth Rollins?
Yes.
Yeah, they had a good match.
I think they did it on Raw.
Yeah, they had a good match.
That's when Adam Cole, I think he did all three shows.
Yeah, that was that DQ finish on that one. I was kind of upset about that DQ finish, but
they wasn't going to let Adam Cole go over Seth Rollins. You know that.
Seth Rollins is their guy. Like, he's their guy.
Nah, right now, to me, Randy Orton is their guy.
Well, Randy Orton is their guy. You know what I'm saying? Randy Orton is their guy.
I think him and Drew are on the collision course.
Him and Drew on the collision course?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. My favorite to still watch, man, is Bray, man. I'm still... He's just... Did you see the promo that Braun cut on Friday?
I heard about it.
It was a pretty good promo to me. I thought it was a really good promo. I think it was the best promo he's done since he started talking.
Well, the only thing he has left to do is to drop the belt to Bray and step aside. Yeah. I don't like his character at all. And it's not his fault. It's both. It's creative and it's his fault. Yeah. Because he don't believe in that shit.
You can tell he don't.
Yeah.
Well, the promo that he cut, it almost felt like he believed what he was saying. It felt more believable. It ain't feel like one of those things where, you know, how he just be up there going, get these hands. Just whatever.
And he got that main roster Finn Balor syndrome. He be smiling too much.
Yeah. But in this promo, like, you could hear the different inflections in his voice.
Like, I think because this is different. This is a good storyline because it's Bray. They have history.
They got history, and I think some of the stuff that he's saying though, it's more believable because him and Bray might have been like, you know, sharing ideas, and they have the creative control over what's going on at this particular point.
Ain't nobody telling Bray what to do.
Yeah. So I felt like this promo that he cut on Friday was more personable, and it was relatable to him because him and Bray talked about this, and let's do this, and let's do this. And there was a point in the promo where it was Bray Wyatt's laugh in the background, and he was laughing alongside it. And it was like, yo, these two guys, this is a good program that they putting together. I'm invested in this. I like this. And this is the best Braun has looked on the microphone.
Yeah. I like it as long as Bray drops the belt. I mean, Bray gets the belt.
Yeah, as long as Braun drops the belt and Bray gets it. Okay, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. AJ Styles still losing. I have no idea what the fuck
that is. It's the Intercontinental Championship. It's a curse, man. As soon as you get it, you lose.
Got that stink on it, dog.
First off, they need to change the belt back to the other one. I mean, I like how it looks, but change it back. Give it to The Miz.
And let him just run. Yes. And just let him just run with it, man, and build it back up, man. We need that belt built back up, dog. I don't even know. Who has the U.S. belt?
Apollo Crews.
Oh, okay. Did they do anything with him on Raw? I don't remember.
He had a title match against Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley. Okay, cool. Keep building him up. Put some prestige back to the U.S. belt. We need to get... You put the belt on a workhorse. You put it on AJ Styles. Let the man work. Stop letting him lose. Like, why is he losing?
I don't even know.
Like, you can only... Like, you can literally only name, like, maybe 5 to 10 wrestlers that could beat AJ Styles. Like, come on. In a legitimate matchup. Straight up wrestling match. It's only like 5 to 10 people that can legitimately have a shot of beating AJ Styles.
Hey, man. I think he's only losing for storyline, but he shouldn't be losing.
He shouldn't be losing. He's your champ.
And even if he wins, let him win heelish. Like kicking again in the nuts or something.
Yeah.
Behind the ref's back. You know. But he shouldn't be losing.
He shouldn't be losing at all. So, but WWE, man. They'll get it together at some point, I guess.
Yeah, when they put the belt on Keith Lee and stop playing.
When they put the belt on Keith Lee and stop playing. Hey, man, Keith Lee's your guy. That's your guy. I told you that man was going to be big. I told you he was going to be a star. I said it. I was like, yo, look out for Keith Lee. And the first thing you said to me is, who the fuck is that? I remember that. It was like, who? I was like, yo, Keith Lee, man. He's a big boy, but he move. He was like, okay, I guess. But that's your guy right now.
Yes, that's my guy.
Right now, he's top three for you?
What do you mean?
Like, your favorite wrestlers right now, he's top three?
He's top one.
Oh, he's number one. He's number one. Okay, my bad, bro. Yeah, he's number one. Hey, man. Bask in his glory, man. It is what it is.
Shit, I bought the t-shirt for a reason. I don't spend money on anybody's t-shirt.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually, I got to get me a Keith Lee joint. I also wanted one of those Aleister Black joints too.
I didn't even know he had a t-shirt.
Yeah, Aleister Black got t-shirts. Yeah.
Oh well, because he don't ever wear them. Yeah, so he don't. You wouldn't know.
And I could probably get a Ricochet joint on the cheap.
Is he even with the company? Oh, God damn.
Yeah, I could probably get a Ricochet joint for the cheap, dog, for the low low. Of course, we said that the NBA is going to be coming back on July 30th. Those games are supposed to happen on TNT. The first game that is supposed to be on the schedule is going to be the Utah Jazz, who the COVID started with.
Yeah, don't let Rudy Gobert touch nothing.
Versus the New Orleans Pelicans. And that's going to be in the HP Fieldhouse in Orlando, Florida. They are...
Who the hell even wants to see that? Nah, the media wants to see that because it's Zion.
Yeah.
Hopefully he didn't gain no weight being down there eating all that gumbo and shit.
Yeah, he probably did. And then... I think they just forced this matchup. I think they forced this shit, and it's not fair. The 9 o'clock matchup, because the Pelicans and the Jazz are at 6:30, but the 9 o'clock matchup,
Lakers,
is the LA Lakers versus the LA Clippers. I think they just forced this. Like, yo, we gotta play to our hand, right? We coming back. We coming out strong.
If I was Kawhi, I'm sitting out. Low management. Word up. Low management. I'm sitting out.
Nah, the Clippers will get fucking ate up for that. They'll get fined to the high heavens for that.
So?
Yeah, they'll get fined to the high heavens for that. That's a prime time nationally televised game. They'll put them down. On the 31st, the Orlando Magic are going to play the Brooklyn Nets. The Memphis Grizzlies are going to play the Portland Trail Blazers on NBA TV. The Phoenix Suns are going to play the Washington Wizards.
Why are they even there?
I don't know. The Boston Celtics are going to play the Milwaukee Bucks on ESPN. The Sacramento Kings are going to play the San Antonio Spurs. And the primetime nationally televised game is going to be the Houston Rockets versus the Dallas Mavericks. So all of these matchups are going to be played in the HP Fieldhouse, the WWSO Arena in Orlando, Florida, and the Visa Athletic Center in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando is the last place in the world I'd want to be. Word up. Word up.
Well, they tell you you got 2 round trip tickets to go to Orlando, Florida for the weekend. You pass it on it.
I'm going to take them and I'm selling them.
You're taking them and selling them. Like, yo, here. You take them joints.
I'll give them to Bambi. Word. She like going to places with COVID.
No, but that's the beginning of the schedule there. You know, the August 1st games is going to be the Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets, the Utah Jazz versus the Oklahoma City Thunder, the New Orleans Pelicans versus the LA Clippers, the Philadelphia 76ers versus my Indiana Pacers. And then the primetime game again is going to be the Lakers versus Toronto. So, they got games pretty much every day. Going all the way through August the 14th, it looks like. I don't know when they're going to have the playoffs. So I'm guessing it's right after that.
So. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So who you think winning the chip this year?
the Clippers. My mind ain't changing on that.
Your mind ain't changing on that. It's the Clippers all day. All day. Oh, man. So, got your basketball back. Course football. Season is inching closer. Madden, inching closer. Except Madden this year is being released on a day later than usual. Madden's coming out on the 25th of August. That's a little ways off. It usually is released the first week of August.
Yeah, it's fine to me.
You don't care. You just getting it. This is well, what you tell Matt, the other Matt at the job, that yeah, but Madden just get better here for you.
Yes, and they do. Each Madden game is better than the last.
Yeah.
He's like, they're all the same. No, they're not.
I mean, you're a person, hey, you would know. At the end of the day, you would know. Like, as much as you fucking play Madden, like, you play Madden good, strong 6 months.
Mm-hmm. I do about close to 10 seasons.
10 franchise mode seasons mm-hmm. This man puts in.
I play everything except preseason.
And he plays every game except preseason. That is 19 games a year he is playing. From start to finish. What you play on? Like 7-8 minutes a quarter?
8 minute quarter.
8 minute quarter? He putting in mad time. Dude, that's work.
With no accelerated clock.
With no accelerated clock. Yo, that's work. So he would know. You know about that gameplay. You would know if the gameplay got worse.
Yeah.
They should get you to be one of the testers or something, man. Hell,
I'll test the fuck out that game.
You know, if you just one day just start making YouTube videos about you playing Madden, they might put you on the testing squad. Just start making YouTube videos of you playing Madden and do like a franchise mode, like showcase your franchise mode from year to year. All the moves you make and shit.
They don't want to see that because it's just Dolphins. Dolphins.
Hey, man. The people will probably want to see that. Like, yo, he making the Dolphins better. He got the Dolphins rolling with it. You know, I literally sat there and watched the motherfucker for like 20 minutes rebuild a trash-ass Bengals squad.
Why?
Don't know, man. I don't even know. That's the thing. You can do it because people look at it and don't even know why they looking at it.
Like, I was sitting literally today. My son's watching YouTube and he's watching somebody blow up balloons and pop them.
Exactly. And he has no idea why he's watching this. He's just watching it.
I'm sitting there like, really? Like, why am I looking at this? Like, this is so stupid. I keep looking at Elizabeth like, why are we sitting here letting him watch this stupid shit?
It's so bad, but you can't turn away.
I did turn away.
But you watched it for like 15 seconds before you turned away.
No, I just watched the intro. Like, the dude said, I'm going to blow these balloons up and pop them. Like, what?
30 seconds counts as a view on YouTube. 30 seconds counts as a view. So if somebody look at your shit for 30 seconds, it automatically counts as a view for you.
It's fucking bullshit.
So I'm sure you could get somebody to get 30 seconds in on you doing a franchise rebuilding the Dolphins.
I know I could.
It's great.
Because I got some Dolphins followers on my personal Twitter.
Yeah, you got some Dolphins followers?
Other Dolphin fans.
Other Dolphin fans?
Mm-hmm.
I still think you guys should be ashamed of yourselves, but hey, it is what it is.
Why should we be ashamed of ourselves? We broke down the history last week. Remember that?
We did.
And you said, damn, they was good.
They was good. Yeah, you guys are pretty good.
The last couple years, because the Adam Gase been shitty.
You guys are pretty good. You guys were pretty good. I can't even hold you. The 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, you guys were pretty good. You know? You got anything else for the people, bro?
Wear your mask. be safe out there. Hit the Facebook group up. Leave us a rating review on iTunes.
Yes.
And, you know,
continue to be safe, man. Just be safe.
Yeah.
Because that Rona out here, man, it ain't going nowhere.
No, it didn't.
Just because the media ain't talking about it the way they was talking about it at first, don't mean it went nowhere.
They're talking about it now.
Yeah, they back talking about it because goddamn they had to restrict travel again. You motherfuckers. You motherfuckers won't stay in the house. You won't wear your mask. We told you you could go to the restaurant and you still won't wear your mask. All they did was tell you you had to wear a mask. And this motherfucker's out here saying, it's unconstitutional for you to tell me that I need to wear a mask.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. It's just
a fucking dumbass. That's what they are. But as always, man, we appreciate you guys listening to us. Tuning in. Fins up is what he said. I don't know why he said fins up, but whatever. Fuck them Dolphins. this has been the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker. Again, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and get into the Facebook group. We appreciate all of our listeners, and we out.
We out.